35 minutes now after the hour. Good morning. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. In UPR Newsline this morning, Dave Greiling of the Standard Examiner joins me. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Carrie.
You sent me information about an article that's in the paper today that has to do with an audit report that overviews the Ogden School District's curriculum. The reason for the audit, it was a state request, and then let's talk about what was found.
Well, the biggest finding probably, and as the superintendent admits, not necessarily good news, but the Ogden District is basically teaching one level below the grades. So, for example, a fourth grade class is basically being instructed at a third grade level, which obviously is a concern to all involved.
Now, there was concern before this because the state requested the audit because there were some programs that were being enlisted because of concerns of curriculum, but they were really surprised at the fact that it was a grade level difference.
That's right. They'd had earlier audits that that showed there was some lag in the curriculum, but this one was the first that said they were as much as a full year behind where they should be.
Now, does the district have plans in place to try and help improve things?
Well, they say they've already initiated some changes and some improvements to bring the curriculum and teaching up to where it should be, and that there are more to come. But obviously, it's a concern that they'll have to pay attention to.
Now, I know that you spoke with the superintendent of the Ogden School District, and they said one of their concerns is they don't have enough staff on the district level to try and incorporate some of these changes.
Well, that was one of the findings of the audit, that, for example, the move to a core curriculum, many districts have as many as four people kind of overseeing that. The district, the Ogden District, essentially has one person who also has a number of other duties. So that's something I'm sure they'll be looking at, too.
Well, again, you can read more about the study, the audit, and what was decided in today's Standard Examiner. Also, details about the Ogden City Council selecting a new chief of police after Chief John Greiner was replaced. What can you tell us about Police Lieutenant Mike Ashment?
Well, he's a longtime Ogden police officer. He's currently a lieutenant who's in charge of the investigations division. He's been with the department for about 26 years, so certainly he knows the department and the city very well.
Now, there were 31 applicants for this position. Some of our listeners may not know why the chief was ousted, John Greiner.
Well, that was an ongoing situation where basically he had been found to be in violation of the Federal Hatch Act in connection with his duties as a police chief while he was also running for and then later serving as a state senator.
And Ashment did work under Greiner.
Right. In fact, Ashman says Greiner is one of his mentors.
Well, let's continue on with one of the items that took place last night. Of course, Democrats throughout the state, including those in Ogden, met for the Democratic caucus meetings. Today you have a story or you had a story about what Weber Democrats are doing and why they think it's important to participate in the process.
Well, they'd obviously like more Democrats in office. Weber County has only one, on a countywide level, has only one elected Democrat, and that's the county attorney. So they'd like to try to get more in office when November comes around.
And this county attorney, Dee Smith, I guess, is running for attorney general now?
That's right. He actually filed his papers on Monday for the Democratic nomination for attorney general.
Okay, and finally, there is a competition of sort that will help with entrepreneurs in the state of Utah. There's an article about that in your paper. What can you tell us about this?
Well, it's a Alan Hall, who's a local entrepreneur and businessman, has joined with some other business organizations and leaders, and they're offering $1 million in prize money and services as part of this entrepreneurial contest, basically, to help develop and support good ideas.
From Utahns. Well, very good. Well, these stories and much more in the Ogden Standard Examiner. You can read the Ogden Standard Examiner. A link is on our website at upr.org. Dave Greiling, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, Carrie.